Have you ever used coal at all for heating?
Coal?
Mm-hmm.
No.
If,
I haven't.
Would you ever hear of a name for a bucket that you carry coal in?
Would it be something like a ash bucket, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. What would run from the stove to the chimney?
The stove, like in the olden days, the pipe.
Yeah.
A pipe?
What would you call a small vehicle that you might use to carry bricks in or something?
A wheelbarrow.
If you were going to sharpen a knife, you might have a stone you can do this, run it back and forth. What would you call that?
A file.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another name. It's just a stone.
Would you call it a... if you had to call it a name, what would you call it?
Yes. Goodness. Block. The filing block.
Would you ever have a name for one that turns around in a circle?
A big round wheel file.
Yeah.
I would call it a wheel file.
What would you call the thing that you might drive in town?
Your car?
If something is squeaky, to lubricate it, you might, what would you put on it?
Oil.
If you weren't going to use oil, what might you use that might be heavier? Thick, real thick.
Grease.
If you got some on your hands, you'd say your hands are all...
Greasy. Greasy.
What is it that people used to burn in lamps years ago?
Lamp oil.
What would you call a makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
An oil lamp.
You ever heard of a flambeau?
No.
If you had a car tire, and you know the rubber part on the inside?
Yes.
What would you call that?
The inner tube.
If somebody's just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, you say they are going to...
launch.
What kind of a boat would somebody go fishing in a small lake?
A fishing boat.
If a child's just learning to dress himself, his mother might come in and say,
let me help you.
Or if she brought his clothes with, she'd come in and say,
here.
If I ask you if you think somebody's going to be elected, maybe Gerald Ford's going to be elected again, you might say, well, no, I don't, but...
He does.
Or
they do.
If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We're
friends.
Uh-huh. Or we blank going in anyway.
We were going.
If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say,
in the old days.
Uh-huh. Or these days are good and...
The old days are good.
If somebody asked, was it you I saw in town yesterday, you might say,
no, it wasn't.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square, and she called that
a scrap.